This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
We originally planned to talk today again about something related to Sinclair Broadcast Group, but Jasmine said her head would explode if we did that again today. So you came up with a different topic you want to address.
Yeah. There are plenty of negative things that we've been talking about, but I wanted to talk about some positive things for journalists. And one of those things, I think, is the value of professional organizations, not only for the professionals, but for students. We have a number of organizations on campus, but that also are part of statewide or national organizations that our students take part of. And I think that is very important to do. You and I, Rich, we're officers in the Illinois News Broadcasters Association. That's a really important organization for journalists, broadcast journalists across the state. I'm also on the Board of Governors for the Mid-America chapter of the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. And we do a lot of work fundraising for student scholarships, and we coordinate the Mid-America Emmys. There are lots of organizations. I know Will is part of a couple organizations as well. But Will, what did you get out of your professional organizations?
Sure. One of the advisors organizations that I'm part of each year is to network and to brainstorm, go to conferences and meet with some folks and seeing how they're dealing with their job, the same job that I have in educating and inspiring and mentoring future journalists. When I was a student, we had a chapter of SPJ, Society of Professional Journalists, back in the day, which is something I'd like to see come back if I could have a hand in that. But what it does is that it gives us some networking opportunities, lets us talk to some of our peers, and you're not going it alone. And we may be competitors in some capacity, but we're all pulling in the same direction and taking up this industry that's very important. And I think it's an opportunity to let us draw back and get some feedback when we need it.
A couple of the organizations I belong to have seen membership drop over the years. Attendance at conferences is down. Why do you suppose that is? I mean, is it because there are fewer people in the industry? Is it perhaps because newsrooms are smaller and it's tougher to get away from a weekend? It seems like Jasmine, with some students, they don't want to give up a weekend when they put in so much time and effort during the week, during the school year. They want to hang out with their friends on a weekend instead of perhaps sitting in sort of what you could call a classroom and learning more.
Yeah, well, there are some students who feel like that, but we have quite a few students who will come to these conferences. But the first question you asked is, why do you think membership is down? I definitely think it's because our newsrooms are shrinking, and there are fewer stations that even do journalism, especially commercial radio stations, for one. There are way fewer stations that are actually doing news and have a staff of journalists. We've seen a decline on that front. However, just in the last few months for IMBA, the organization we're part of, we've seen an uptick in some memberships. So that's been really nice to see. But I think journalists need to get together, and I think they need time to be educated, because there's a grind that we're a part of. We're always getting information. We're always working. I mean, it's not a 9-to-5 job that we're working. So we have really weird hours, and we're not always able to take time to educate ourselves. So that's why I think it's important to attend these conferences and being part of these organizations.
And I think some of the sessions that you sit through are valuable, but I think also just as valuable when you go to a conference is just to network with people and talk to people who might be in a similar situation to what you face in terms of newsroom size. How do you cover events? How do you prioritize? And that's extremely valuable, just to be able to meet with your peers. Sure, you can email back and forth, but I think there's something to be gained from that face-to-face communication.
Absolutely. And to answer your initial question, yes, I think it's really a collective of all the above. What the industry is suffering, smaller newsrooms, et cetera. So I think it's only natural that we're seeing a drag in membership and participation. What these conferences or opportunities or meetings mean to me, I remember as a student just trying to soak up and learn as much as I could whenever we went to – I remember going to course, Chicago every year, Washington, D.C., Orlando, New Orleans, to these different conferences and just soaking up and meeting other reporters and student journalists. And now when I go as an advisor and as an academic, I it kind of confirms, okay, I guess this is the – I'm doing this right, or oh, here's a new way of doing things. And it just gets me in contact in with the fraternity of advisors now and not just with the students. And it's just a confirmation of what we're trying to do and just only helps us do it better.
Yeah. I belong to Public Radio News Directors Incorporated, PRINDY for short, and that goes to some of the larger cities around the country, like you mentioned, Will. But I always felt as a member of INBA, the Illinois News Broadcasters Association, with conferences held in different communities around the state, it was good just to see different parts of Illinois and see what those communities are like. See, partly is this a town I might want to work in someday, but also just a matter of getting to know what is part of your turf. I mean, certainly we focus on local news, but there are other issues that should be of interest to us too statewide, and I think it's important to get to know communities throughout the state.
Yeah, when I moved here in fall 2012, I've never lived in Illinois before. This was totally new territory for me. Joining IMBA because you, Rich, said, "Hey, why don't you join this?" And I said, "Oh, okay." You know, it helped me meet people in the state. It's helped with networking for my students because now I know news directors and people who are hiring across the state. And it's just really helped me learn about the state in general and what's been going on with politics and all types of things that I was not really familiar with when I got here. So I think there's a lot of value in just educating.
In my role with Illinois College Press Association, or ICPA, which I attended as a student and now as an advisor, I've also networked with a lot of the fellow advisors, and we talk and we meet and kind of through social media or through email throughout the semester and kind of bounce off ideas of this and that. And we all have a hand taking up planning the event. And then I've even just this year I was invited to speak to the junior college component of it. I believe it's IJCPA, if I'm not mistaken. And I just spoke to the students there. I was one of the conference presenters. And so I'm doing a number of things, not only, again, meeting some of my cohorts from other schools that do the same job as I do, but I'm trying to educate and teach students about my experience 17 years in a newsroom and now 2-plus years in an advisor. And I'm also recruiting students. So it's just very beneficial in many facets.
Yeah, and burnout is a real thing. I think these conferences and these organizations are really useful to help revitalize us as journalists. Just this summer, I'm going to be attending the Teachapalooza Institute, which is a Poynter Institute, education for journalism educators. So I'll be spending 3 or 4 days down in St. Petersburg, Florida, and with a bunch of other people who do pretty much what I do, and learning about new tools that we can use and just help revitalize me as an educator of journalism. I think that's a really valuable thing to do.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.